This is Amber Ray.
And Rusty Tanton.
And you're listening to Mostly ITP on the Georgia Podcast Network, the show focused on all things Atlanta and sometimes elsewhere. Had us going in a large house blend. Then a little conversation with my squirrel and chipmunk friends. I said I'm sick and tired of winter, and I wish that it was spring. Then a little fella named Robin Redbreast began to sing. And he sang, ooh, child, what you think a cold winter's gonna last forever? Ooh, child, now's the time for all the people to get together. It's April 30th, 2008, and I am here with
Stacia Farabee.
And you are also known as the Kinky Agent, correct?
Yes, that's right. I became a real estate agent 3 years ago. And when you start out in the business, they tell you to go to your friends and family network to get leads and referrals. And it just so happens I'm very involved in the kink scene. And there's nobody marketing directly to the kinky people. So I came out with a little one-page website, mykinkyagent.com. Just to advertise that I'm sympathetic to the needs of kinky homebuyers.
Well, I think it's really good. I think we, like we were saying before the recording started, I mean, Rusty and I are going to be house hunting, and it certainly will be nice to be able to say, hey, we need a house where we can install a stripper pole, you know, and not feel weird about it or
anything. And not feel judged or not feel like the person's going to be weird about it. Yeah,
exactly. Mm-hmm. So I think you're really, you know, serving a needed niche.
Yes, and especially when people have a complicated, say, leather family situation that they don't want to have to explain to somebody, explain why three or more adults are moving into the house or what have you. I helped Archer and Elegant from Fantasies in Leather find a house last year, and they specifically needed space for a workshop for their leather business. So we were able to find exactly what they needed.
How do you go about getting the word out? Is it just basically word of mouth?
Word of mouth. I do have a little website that needs some work. And I advertise like at Frolicon by putting cards in the bag stuffers. And I have cards at 1763, our local public dungeon. And then just referrals from friends.
And I noticed that on your website you have a link to your vanilla.
Yes. That website is actually, it's my broker's website, and my broker and the owner of the office are totally cool with the idea. They love it. They think it's hilarious. I first came to them with the idea. I just kind of Googled Kinky Realtor, and I found Daddy Ken in San Francisco, and emailed him and said, do you mind if I take this idea and do it in Atlanta? And he didn't seem to mind. Took it to the bosses, the owners of the office, and they thought it was just a great idea because nobody's marketing to this this area.
Well, that's good that they're, you know, cool with it. I mean, I saw it. I figured you got the link there. They must be cool with it. But that's good that you didn't have to deal with any, like, trying to lead a double life.
There's a lot of agents that market specifically to the gay community. Mm-hmm. You know, so they didn't look at it as any different from that.
Do you ever deal with people who are, I guess, in the vanilla community?
Very much so. It's about, of all my clients, it's been about half and half. I have a builder that I work for who's very Catholic, so he doesn't know anything about that side of my business. You know, it's like I can be open on one side. You know, the kinky people know that I also deal with vanilla people. Mm-hmm. The vanilla people don't know about the kinky side.
So what kinds of things do you, I guess you, you must know things like, you know, what neighborhoods are going to be accepting. And are you able to kind of advise people about things like that when they don't really know like where they want to move, like from out of town or something?
Yes, mostly the in-town neighborhoods are going to be a little more diverse and accepting. Like working with some clients last year, they had to move to the suburbs for kids' school districts and things like that. So there's not much you can do out there, but just being able to, you spend a lot of time with your realtor. You're in the car all day on Saturday. It's best to be able to relax and talk about things you have in common and just be yourself.
Well, you mentioned the guy in San Francisco. Is there like kind of a network of kinky realtors, or is it really just the two of you?
Well, he's the only other one that I have found so far. Somebody emailed me today about this podcast, whose mom is a realtor up in Montreal, and he thought that was really cool. A mutual friend of mine, through a friend of a friend, just bought a house in Athens. He got my card last year at FrolicCon, told his realtor in Athens, who's not officially a kinky realtor, but is, you know, a kinky guy. And he emailed me and was like, hey, let's do referrals back and forth between Athens and Atlanta. So I don't know how, I'm sure there's other kinky people who are realtors. I don't really know of any others that are marketing that way.
Yeah. Do you see a need or like a network or something that could possibly grow like nationwide?
I would love to, because it would be great to be able to work with referrals from state to state. Mm-hmm. If somebody's moving from San Francisco, they can, the agent there can refer to me. I'll pay them back a referral fee. So there are existing networks of referrals within brokerages. You know, REMAX agents work with REMAX agents in different states. So I think it would be great if there are other kinky realtors out there.
Well, maybe that could be a new, like, social network. And I'm always thinking in, like, Web 2.0 terms now, but...
Kank book.
Yeah. That's actually really catchy.
You like that? Mm-hmm.
Yes. It would be nice if we had, like, a national database of kink-friendly businesses. I know NCSF... National Coalition for Sexual Freedom, they just do like lawyers and doctors on their referral list. It'd be nice if you could get, I mean, it'd be great to find a kinky handyman.
Yeah.
If I need help building my dungeon, you know.
There's somebody who's going to come in and not have some moral issue with it.
Back to the poll again, you know, like Angela was saying when they were setting up their first studio, the studio where I take pole dancing classes, you know, they were trying to find a general contractor to install the poles. And she said, you know, some people they called hung up on her when she asked for, you know, that kind pole of installation.
They have everybody some time and effort.
Yeah. And there's in the gay community, you know, you get the gay yellow pages, so you can go to a gay vet or gay caterer or what have you. It'd be nice to have a kinky yellow pages.
I think this is a good example of, like, I've run into a lot of people who are sort of afraid of mixing, not really mixing business and pleasure, but, like, mixing their professional life with, like, you know, certain aspects of their personality that traditionally might be considered unprofessional. And I think this is a really good example of how that's actually bullshit, because it can really work in your favor and get you more business. I mean, like, have you dealt with any people who are like, oh, you shouldn't be, you know, putting that out there on your business card or whatever?
Everybody so far thinks it's great. And I think it's because there is no really separating my kinky life and my regular life. It's one and the same. Just about all of my friends and my family of choice are all within the kink community. So I haven't run across any flack from any of them. Of course, they all think it's great.
That's good. No, it's just that we've been going to some conferences and stuff like over the past 2 years, especially related to the internet and everything. And there always seem to be people who get very hung up on
that.
And we
seem to have the same conversation over and over again about it.
And I mean,
people who are like, you should be fired from your day job if you're a stripper at night or something like that.
Right, and just stuff like that. Whereas this just shows it can actually really work in your favor.
I imagine there are some professions where the crossover would not be acceptable.
Right. Politics.
Politics.
Although there's that guy in Texas whose last name is Kinky, and he has that bumper sticker, Kinky for Governor, what the hell, whatever it says.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, if I was a elementary school teacher, this would be completely different.
That's true.
There aren't kinky school children, you know, there's not a market for that.
Right.
So, but because I'm working with adults and I am my own boss, so I can be free to market to whom I choose, you know, it's a little different. I can see where there would be problems with other professions.
Yeah. So what made you decide to get into real estate originally? Well, I worked in sales, retail sales, my whole career, for 2 years at Starship and then 8 years at Insurrection, which are porn stores here mm-hmm. in town. And when I got pregnant in 2001, I had decided, my husband and I had decided that I would be stay-at-home mom for at least 2 years. And then once she got in school, I could find a part-time job. Well, she started school when she was two, and I was just asking around the preschool where she went, does anybody know something that I can part-time, I can do QuickBooks, I can be someone's assistant, you know, mm-hmm. what have you. At the same time, there was a realtor who owns the office I work in, who's asking, his kid was in my kid's class, who's asking around, oh, I need someone that can help me around the office. And so I started as his listing coordinator, which is making all the marketing materials, making a lot of phone calls and stuff like that. And after I did that for about 6 months, I was like, this seems like very interesting work. It's different every day. It's involves sales, which I'm very good at and I really like. I love houses. I've had my own house for 9 years now, have completely renovated it. Very interested in architecture and decorating. And it kind of seemed like it fit everything I was interested in, everything I was good at, and the hours can be flexible. So I can still kind of work full-time hours and make full-time money, but then be available to pick my daughter up from school every day at 3 o'clock.
Right. My mom's a realtor, so I grew up with, you know, the uh-huh. benefits of the flexible schedule.
It kind of comes and goes. I frequently have to rush out. As soon as my husband comes home, we tag at the door and I rush out to go show a house or to go on a listing appointment. There is a lot of weekends sometimes, especially in the spring and summer, but it's paid off with, during the week, I can just be by the pool with her, you know? So it's not like I'm giving up free time during the summer. You know, I work on Saturdays instead of Tuesdays and that's fine for us.
So generally the market's kind of bad right now. What's the market like in the kink community? Probably about the same, right?
Actually, I've had a lot of, talk this year of people that want to buy houses, and the market being down really depends on the price point and where you're looking. Overall in Atlanta, things are not that bad. When you get above a house above $350,000, $400,000, things are really slow. Mm-hmm. But first-time homebuyer accessible pricing right around $200,000, things are popping. I was helping a friend recently from the queer community find a house, and we were looking for something around $100,000. And I swear something would come on the market, we'd go look at it, I'd pull it up on the MLS 3 days later, it was under contract.
Wow.
So it's just the higher end stuff. It's harder to get a loan in that higher bracket mm-hmm. right now. But if you have good credit, a little bit of money to put down, and you're looking for a starter type home, the market's just fine.
I think there's an impression that there aren't homes in that price range in Atlanta. And I had that impression too, until I started looking at, you know, around and realizing, like, you know, maybe the hipsters, a friend of ours said, you know, a hipster doesn't want to live in a 1950s ranch house, but
let me tell you about 1950s ranch houses. When I went to buy my house when I was 24 years old, I wanted to live near the East Atlanta Village, and I wanted a cute 1914 bungalow, and my realtor took me and we looked at them and I saw what it would take to make a cute 1914 bungalow livable.
Right.
And then she showed me a 1950s brick ranch. And they do not build houses better than they built those brick ranches in the 50s. And I could just move right in and unpack my shoes, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
So they may not be the sexiest house, but you can make them sexy.
You can make them sexy on the inside.
You can make them sexy, yes.
Yeah. So what advice do you have for people who are looking for, I don't know, like, what... This is a very general question, so I'm sure you can take it different directions, but what makes a kink-friendly house?
A kink-friendly house. One that's not too close to your neighbors. If you want a play space, you would want to find a house, say, that has a bonus room over the garage or basement, or if you don't mind it being in the main living area of the house, a third or a fourth bedroom. I would look for something... where you can access the ceiling. If you want to have suspension points, you can go up through the joists. We actually have that at several points in our house.
Mm-hmm.
I tell people sometimes we hang ferns from them. But. There's just random little eye bolts in the ceiling. Well, my daughter actually has a swing in her room that we put an outdoor tree swing. We put it in the middle of her room so she can swing around her room. So there's other applications for it. But I would look for something that you either had the ability to soundproof or that wasn't right up next to somebody. If you needed to be discreet because the in-laws come over.
Right.
That bonus room basement situation. If not, you know.
To probably not a condo with shared walls or anything.
You can soundproof really well, you know, but you would need a big enough room because you're going to lose some square footage by padding the walls or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you have any, what plans do you have for the future of mykinkyagent.com?
Well, I just had somebody do that for me. I'm not... a techie type person. I can use the internet. I'm not good at making the internet, I guess. I had someone just kind of throw up like a little business card placement on the web. I think I would like to have it just a few more features, maybe just add some more content to it and start trying to link it to other places a little more aggressively. I kind of put it up there and then didn't really do anything with it. So,
but it just goes to show you don't have to be a techie to put up a basic website.
Or to hire someone to put up a basic website.
Well, exactly, yeah. So do you have any final thoughts and or how people can get in touch with you?
Well, it's www.mykinkyagent.com. And I'm Stacia, S-T-A-C-I-A, at mykinkyagent.com. My email's on there. It's a great time to buy a house. It's always a great time to buy a house. It's the best thing that you can do for long-term wealth. So give me a call.
Thanks. Maybe I see you in flagrante delicto. Grass below you, sky above. Celebrate spring with a crazy little thing called fucking outside. I thanked him for the information. Cried a little when he flew away. I watched an episode of The People's Court and I tried to plan my day. I called up my old lady. She wasn't home, so I called my girl. I asked her if she'd like to join me as I entertain the world. And I said, child, I bring a blanket and I promise I will brush the ants off. Ooh, child, you're gonna like it when we're taking each other's pants off outside. Cause it's the first of me, outdoor fucking starts today. So bring your favorite lady, or at least your favorite thing. Water's not cold, baby, dip in your big toe. Maybe I'll see you in flagrante delicto. Grass below you, sky above. Celebrate spring with a crazy little thing called fucking outside. So we went to the park together. We were walking in the midday sun. We met all kinds of people and we fucked everyone. We fucked the lady who sells ice cream. We fucked a man with a tan Sharpay. Everyone who needed fucking well, they got fucked today. So come on, ooh, child, open your mind and your heart. Feel the spirit moving through you. Ooh, child, you feel the warmth of the love when I stick it to you. Cause it's the first of me, outdoor fucking starts today. Bring your favorite lady, or at least your favorite thing. Water's not cold, baby, dip in your big toe. Maybe I'll see you in flagrante delicto. Grass below you, sky above. Celebrate spring with a crazy little thing called fucking outside. Bugging outside, bugging outside.
The song you heard in this podcast was Flux by Drop Trio, available only on Magnatune.com.
Thanks for listening to Mostly ITP on the Georgia Podcast Network. Visit us at gapodcastnetwork.com. If you have a question, comment, or drunken rant, leave us a voicemail by calling 678-389-9441. Who knows, it might be featured in a podcast. You can also email us at info@gapodcastnetwork.com.